Welcome back for another deep dive. You know, we love to really get under the hood of a topic.
Yeah, dive deep.
Exactly. And today, we are taking a look at the automotive industry.
Sounds good.
Yeah. You know, focusing on some recent articles from Vehicle Shop News towards the end of 2024. And
interesting.
Yeah, well, you've been keeping up with their reporting, too. So, you know, it feels like
Definitely.
We're at a turning point. Wouldn't you say?
Oh, yeah, for sure. A turning point.
I mean, we've got whispers of major mergers,
mm-hmm.
a whole bunch of challenges facing the industry.
Yeah.
And AI is starting to rev its engine.
Oh, yeah.
Where do we even begin?
Well, it's funny you should use the word turning point, because that's exactly how I describe what Vehicle Shop News is suggesting.
So,
it's not just, you know, a few isolated incidents.
Yeah.
There's a sense of some really big changes happening across the board.
Okay.
Like a seismic shift.
Interesting.
You know, throughout the whole landscape.
Yeah, yeah.
And those three themes you mentioned,
mm-hmm.
mergers, challenges, and AI.
Right.
They're all kind of intertwined in a fascinating way.
Okay, so let's unpack that a little.
Sure.
What makes you say seismic shifts?
Mm.
I mean, we always see headlines
right.
about the auto industry getting disrupted.
Yeah.
But what feels different this time around?
I think it's the scale and the urgency of the changes.
Okay.
We're not just talking about, you know, incremental improvements or upgrades here and there.
Right,
it's like
you've
got these giant companies like
mm-hmm.
Nissan and Honda
yeah.
who are even considering a merger, a full-blown merger.
Huge.
I know.
Yeah.
And they're even thinking about bringing Mitsubishi into the mix too.
Wow.
Yeah. So this potential mega merger,
right?
It's not just about creating a bigger company for the sake of it.
Mm.
It's a strategic move.
Okay.
They want to pool their resources, share those development costs, and really try to stay competitive, you know, with the electric revolution that companies like Tesla and BYD are leading.
8 million vehicle sales annually, if it goes through, that's a behemoth. But Vehicle Shop News suggests that Nissan and Honda, they're coming at this from very different positions.
That's right. Exactly.
How so?
Well, Nissan has actually seen their market value surge recently.
Really?
Yeah, which might surprise some people because their sales have been declining,
mm-hmm.
but they're still really reliant on traditional combustion engines, which, you know, is becoming a liability in a world that's moving so quickly towards electric.
For sure.
Honda, on the other hand.
Right.
Well, they've always been known for their fuel-efficient engineering.
Mm-hmm.
And they were early adopters of hybrid technology.
Yeah.
But they've been much slower to commit to fully electric vehicles.
Okay.
Which puts them at a disadvantage in terms of battery tech and charging infrastructure.
Yeah.
Especially compared to companies like Tesla,
who
are really leading the charge in that area.
So merging could help them tackle those weaknesses.
Potentially, But let's be real.
Right.
A merger of this scale is going to be incredibly complex.
For sure.
You've got cultural differences, potential redundancies, regulatory hurdles to jump through.
Mm.
And then there's the whole issue of Nissan's existing alliance with Renault.
Right.
How do they untangle all of that?
Yeah, that's the million-dollar question.
Yeah.
And Vehicle Shop News really paints 2025 as a make-or-break year for this potential deal.
Got it.
You know, if they can't navigate these hurdles and quickly integrate their operations and their strategies, well, this mega merger could become a huge liability, dragging them down instead of propelling them forward.
So even if this does happen, it's not a guaranteed win.
Not at all.
It sounds like 2025 is going to be a pivotal year for the whole industry.
Absolutely,
Not just Nissan and Honda.
The whole industry,
What's fascinating is that Vehicle Shop News describes it as a perfect storm hitting the global auto industry in 2025. Remember how during the pandemic, automakers were enjoying record profits?
Oh, yeah, they were.
Demand was so high, supply was constrained.
Yeah, exactly.
And they could charge whatever they wanted for vehicles.
I mean, prices,
But that party seems to be over now.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
The bubble has burst.
Yeah.
Demand is softening. We're seeing overcapacity.
Right.
And now a lot of these automakers are struggling to adapt.
And Vehicle Shop News didn't hold back
the
examples they gave.
No, they didn't.
We're talking about Nissan laying off 9,000 employees.
Yeah.
Volkswagen considering factory closures in Germany.
Wow.
Like their historic home.
I know.
And even the CEO of Stellantis stepping down amidst slumping sales.
Tough times.
Yeah. It's a bit sobering, to be honest.
It is. It really is.
It highlights how widespread these challenges are.
It does.
But what I found particularly interesting is that even the luxury brands.
Oh, yeah.
Like BMW, Mercedes-Benz.
Right.
Who you'd think.
Yeah. Would be somewhat insulated from these pressures.
You'd think so, yeah.
Are feeling the squeeze.
Yeah, they are.
Especially in China.
Especially in China.
It's a really competitive landscape out there.
It is.
The article really highlighted that with the example of GM's $5 billion loss in China.
$5 billion.
Which really underscores the rise of domestic Chinese brands like BYD and SAI.
Exactly. And that's a key point.
Yeah.
For anyone who wants to understand the future of this industry.
Okay.
Chinese automakers. They're not just playing catch-up anymore.
Mm-hmm.
They're setting the pace in a lot of areas.
Yeah.
Especially when it comes to EVs.
Okay.
They're producing high-quality,
right,
technologically advanced electric vehicles.
Yeah.
At prices that are putting a lot of pressure on Western brands.
Mm-hmm.
Many of them are still trying to figure out the right formula for mass EV adoption in their own markets.
So we've got this perfect storm brewing.
It seems like it.
We've got legacy automakers grappling with declining sales and the expensive transition to electric vehicles while also facing fierce competition from these increasingly sophisticated and cost-effective Chinese rivals.
That's a tough spot to be in.
Then you add in the political uncertainties around tariffs and potential EV incentive rollbacks.
Right.
It's no wonder the industry is feeling the heat.
I can see why.
It feels like everyone's just trying to figure out how to navigate this uncharted territory.
Absolutely.
We're seeing some companies like GM pulling back from autonomous vehicles.
Interesting.
While others like Toyota are doubling down on their hybrid strategy.
Yeah, it's fascinating, isn't it?
It is.
This lack of a single clear path forward.
Mm-hmm.
It's forcing every company to really rethink their strengths.
Right.
Their target markets and their long-term vision.
Yeah.
Vehicle Shop News makes a good point that 2025 will be a true test of their adaptability.
Oh.
You know, can they innovate fast enough? Can they form the right partnerships?
Right.
Can they become more efficient without sacrificing quality or their brand identity?
Interesting.
It's like a Darwinian selection process in real time.
Yeah.
And the stakes are high.
Okay, so we've got mergers on the horizon, an industry facing a multitude of pressures, and a sense that 2025 will be a defining year.
Definitely.
But amidst all this uncertainty, there is a bright spot that Vehicle Shop News highlights.
There is.
The rise of AI.
Very interesting.
And before anyone goes,
all right.
Oh, here we go again, self-driving cars.
Yeah.
It's so much more than that.
It is. It is.
Why don't you say?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, autonomous driving is definitely a big part of the AI conversation.
Right.
What's really interesting is how AI is already transforming every aspect of the driving experience.
Right.
From safety and performance to personalization and even fleet management.
Wow.
And this is just the beginning.
Really?
Yeah. We're really just scratching the surface of what AI can do for the automotive industry.
Interesting. And that's something Vehicle Shop News really emphasizes.
They do.
All right. So let's go down that AI rabbit hole a little deeper.
Okay.
What are some of the ways AI is impacting the industry right now? And more importantly, what does that mean for you?
Yeah.
The driver.
Right. Well, think about the last time you were driving.
Yeah.
You probably relied on safety features.
Mm-hmm.
Like lane departure warnings.
Right.
Or automatic emergency braking.
Oh, absolutely. Those are lifesavers.
Yeah.
Especially in rush hour.
Yeah.
But how is AI changing things there?
Right.
Are we talking about self-driving cars hitting the mainstream?
Not quite yet.
Okay.
Although I do think that day is coming.
Yeah.
What's really interesting is how AI is making those existing safety systems even smarter.
How so?
For example, imagine an AI that can analyze data from all the sensors in your car.
Okay.
The cameras, radar, LiDAR.
Mm-hmm.
And not just react to immediate dangers.
Yeah.
But actually predict potential risks before they even happen.
So it's like having a co-pilot with superhuman awareness.
Exactly.
Wow.
And lightning fast reflexes.
So instead of just beeping at me when I drift out of my lane, my car could actually predict a lane change from a car in my blind spot.
Exactly.
And warn me before I even start to merge.
That's the idea.
Wow.
Or imagine you're driving on a winding road.
Okay.
In bad weather.
Mm-hmm.
An AI could analyze the road conditions,
right,
your speed,
okay,
even tiny changes in your steering,
mm-hmm,
to figure out if you're getting tired or distracted.
Wow.
And then it could suggest you take a break or adjust your driving.
So it's not just reacting to emergencies.
Right.
It's about preventing them in the first place.
Exactly. It's about creating this safety net that goes beyond just reacting.
That's interesting.
And Vehicle Shop News points out that AI is also helping to improve vehicle performance.
Okay. In what way?
Especially fuel efficiency and electric vehicle range.
Now that's interesting because range anxiety is still a big hurdle.
It is.
For a lot of people considering EVs.
Absolutely.
So how can AI help with that?
Well, while battery technology is always improving, AI can make a real difference right now.
Okay.
Think about it.
Yeah.
Your driving habits.
Right.
The terrain.
Yeah.
The weather.
Right.
All these things impact your energy consumption.
Makes sense.
AI can analyze all of this in real time to get the most out of your EV's range.
So instead of just showing me a static range estimate,
My
car could learn my driving style
and
adapt to the terrain.
Yeah.
Maybe even precondition the battery based on the weather.
That's right.
Wow. To maximize efficiency.
Exactly.
That's pretty cool.
And for gas vehicles.
Yeah.
AI can help with fuel consumption, too.
Oh, okay.
In similar ways.
So it's like having a hyper-efficient co-pilot who's constantly making micro-adjustments to get the most out of every drop of fuel or every electron.
Exactly.
I like that. I love the idea of my car getting smarter over time, learning my habits, and adapting to what I need.
That's pretty amazing.
Vehicle Shop News also mentioned AI's potential for personalizing the driving experience.
Absolutely.
So we're not just talking about smarter cars.
Right.
But cars that actually know us better than we know ourselves.
Yeah, that's the idea.
That's a little scary, but also kind of cool.
Yeah, it is a little bit of both.
So what do you mean?
But like imagine getting into your car.
Yeah.
And it adjusts the seat,
okay,
the mirrors,
right,
the temperature, the lighting, all to your liking.
Okay.
But it goes beyond that.
Okay.
AI can curate music playlists based on your mood.
Oh, wow.
Suggest routes that avoid traffic or highlight points of interest.
Okay.
And even use biometrics to monitor your alertness.
So it's like having a personal assistant.
It is.
And a best friend.
Yeah.
All in one.
All rolled into one.
But what about businesses?
Right.
Especially those with big fleets of vehicles.
That's where AI can really change the game.
Okay.
Vehicle Shop News talks about how AI tools are revolutionizing fleet management.
How so?
Imagine having real-time info on the location.
Okay.
Fuel efficiency.
Yeah.
Even the maintenance needs of every vehicle.
Wow.
You could optimize routes.
Okay.
Predict breakdowns.
Right.
Even automate a lot of the scheduling and logistics.
So it's like having this super efficient brain.
Yeah, like a central nervous system.
Overseeing everything, making sure it all runs smoothly.
Yeah.
Maximizing profits.
Exactly.
I can see how this would be huge.
Oh, yeah.
For all kinds of businesses. Delivery companies.
Yeah.
Ride-hailing services.
All of them.
And this is just the beginning.
It is.
As AI keeps evolving, we can expect even more innovations.
Absolutely.
Vehicle Shop News even suggested that AI could help to design entirely new types of vehicles. Really?
One specifically made for certain people and environments.
That's wild.
It is pretty amazing.
So we've gone from AI being this futuristic concept to seeing how it's already impacting safety, performance, personalization, and business.
Absolutely.
It's clear that AI is no longer a question of if, but when and how.
Exactly.
And while some people might be a little wary
of
this rapid pace of change.
Yeah, I can understand that.
It's important that we stay informed.
Definitely.
And talk about the implications.
That's,
make sure its development is ethical and focused on human well-being.
Well said.
Okay, so we've got mergers, challenges,
and
the rise of AI.
That's a lot to take in.
It is, but one thing's for sure.
What's that?
The auto industry is on the verge of a huge transformation, and it's going to be fascinating to see what happens.
It is.
But what does all of this mean for you, the listener?
That's a great question. You know, it's one thing to talk about industry trends and all this new technology.
Right.
But what does it actually mean for people?
Yeah. Yeah. What does it mean for your relationship with cars in the next few years? It's like the idea of what a car even is changing right in front of us.
Yeah.
It's not just about getting from point A to point B anymore. It's about safety and connectivity and all that. And AI is a big part of that.
It really is. And Vehicle Shop News suggests that this shift is going to force consumers to make some choices.
Like what?
Like, will you go all in on the new tech?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe even get an electric vehicle with all the bells and whistles.
Okay.
Or will you stick with your gas-powered car?
Right.
Maybe even keep it running longer than you thought you would.
Okay, interesting.
And then there's the whole question of other ways to get around.
Right, right.
Like, could this be the thing that gets you to bike more?
Yeah.
Or take public transit?
Mm-hmm.
Or try out those ride-sharing apps?
It's exciting, but it's also a lot to take in.
It is. It is.
And this is where those industry challenges we were talking about really start to affect individual people.
Right.
Like if car prices keep going up, gas prices stay unpredictable, and charging stations for EVs
don't expand fast enough.
Right.
It could really change how we think about transportation.
That's a really good point.
Vehicle Shop News brings up those difficulties too.
Okay.
They even think that more people might wait longer to buy new cars.
Interesting.
Which would mean people keep their old cars on the road for longer.
Yeah, yeah.
And that could affect everything from repair shops to the used car market.
It's wild to think about how it all connects.
It is, yeah.
So I gotta ask, what's your take on all of this?
Mm-hmm.
How do you see your own relationship with cars changing?
Let's say over the next 5 to 10 years. Well, if I could predict the future, I'd be set.
Uh-huh, right.
But I think we're going to see a lot more variety in how people get around.
Okay.
Some people will love all the new tech.
Right.
They'll be all about electric vehicles and self-driving features and AI.
Yeah.
Others will probably stick with what they know.
Mm-hmm.
Keep it affordable.
Right.
Stay with gas-powered cars or maybe buy used.
Yeah.
And then there will be people who decide to drive less overall.
Yeah.
They might take the bus or train more.
Right.
Walk or bike more.
Mm-hmm.
Or use ride-sharing services.
I like that, a more diverse and flexible approach.
It makes sense, right?
Yeah.
It's not about one solution for everyone.
Right.
It's about finding what works best for you.
Exactly.
And that's why it's so important to stay informed about what's happening in the auto industry.
Yeah.
The more you understand the trends, the challenges, the opportunities, the better decisions you can make for yourself.
Okay, so what's the takeaway for our listeners today?
Good question.
I mean, we've talked about potential mergers,
right?
Challenges facing the industry,
the
rise of AI,
mm-hmm.
and even what transportation might look like in the future.
It's been a lot.
It has.
And I think the main message is this.
Okay.
The auto industry is at a crossroads.
Yeah.
The choices made now will shape things for years to come.
For sure.
Whether you're a car enthusiast, someone who drives to work every day,
right,
or just someone who likes the freedom of having a car.
Yeah.
It's worth thinking about all of this and how it might affect you.
Couldn't agree more. And on that note, we want to hear from you.
Absolutely.
What really stood out to you today?
Mm-hmm.
What questions do you have about the future of cars and transportation?
Yeah, let us know.
Let us know your thoughts.
Yeah.
And maybe we'll do another deep dive into a specific topic that interests you.
That's a great idea.
So until next time,
mm-hmm.
keep those wheels turning.
And remember, the road ahead is full of possibilities.
Absolutely. Thanks for joining us.
It's been fun. Driving till the day is done. Steering grip where the rubber meets. Burning tires in concrete streets. Rev your ride to the open sky. No time to question, just roll or die.